Little Stars, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Madeline Leslie. Bertie was looking at me at last.
Have you told her to tell me this stupid fairy tale? What sort of fool do you take me for? A prize one.
It isn't a fairy tale. I took Diamond to the seaside where I lived after I left Mr. Buchanan's. For a while I worked as a mermaid in a show tent of seaside curiosities, a sad freak show. Frieda really is a kind of giant, but a sweet, lovely girl. I'd promised her a dress a while ago, so I went to take her measurements.
"Which are huge," said Diamond. "I think Hetty will have to use a whole bolt of material."
"So why on earth didn't you tell me where you were going on Saturday night?" said Bertie.
"You were too busy cozying up to Ivy Green," I told him.
"What? I don't cozy up to anyone," said Bertie.
He lowered his voice even more.
"Only you," he said quietly. "I saw you, Bertie, whisper, whisper, whispering with her.
She was simply suggesting we add more comedy to her routine. She was wanting me to chase her around the stage,
and it worked a treat."
"I'll bet it did," I said tartly.
"Oh, Hetty, we're a pair of idiots assuming all sorts of nonsense. I was so sure you'd taken little Twinkle to meet your Jem," said Bertie. "I've told you and told you. He's not my Jem."
"So, am I your Bertie?"
I hesitated. He took hold of my nose and gave it a little pinch.
"Say yes, or I'll twist it right off."
"Idiot, stop it. You'll make it all red. All right. Yes. Yes, do you hear me?"
"I hear you," said Bertie,
and he bent his head and quickly kissed the very tip of my nose. "There, all better." And it was all better too. Even when Ivy Green came sauntering into the wings looking sweeter than ever, a white rose in her hair and a black velvet band circling her even whiter throat. Bertie smiled pleasantly and admired her flower, but stayed by my side. When Samson Ruby announced our act, he squeezed my hand and then Diamond's to wish us luck.
"Go and twinkle, both of you," he said.